We're going to start the program by speaking with Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon, who joins us on the telephone from Cheyenne. And Governor, first off, thank you so much for making time to visit with us.
Oh, it's always my pleasure, Bob.
Well, let's get right to it. Certainly lots to talk about surrounding COVID-19 and certainly our economy in the state. Governors, I know, had a chance to talk with the president. There's a lot of interest in maybe reopening the economy. Governor, you're hearing that on one side. You've got the other side that still wants even maybe more protections in our state. What are you anticipating doing here?
Well, Bob, it was nice to hear the president talking about his Open Up America Again program. And as we looked through it from the state, phase one, we've never really departed from. You know, it's about social distancing. It's about keeping groups less than 10. It's about practicing good hygiene. It's about not going to the store unless you absolutely have to, and then going in small groups and things like that. And as you know, over the last several weeks, there's been a tremendous amount of pressure to, first lock down Wyoming and then now to open it back up. And we've pretty much stayed the course. I've just been on the phone with a number of businesses around the state. There's no doubt that there's a demand destruction and business has been suppressed. But people are still going to work and they're still working. So what we've done, Bob, is I've asked the Department of Health, and as you know, we have some task forces that work on business matters, to look at what the metrics should be in terms of testing, in terms of the amount of personal protection equipment, that PPE that people talk about, that need to be on hand. What are the things we're going to look at in terms of numbers of positives? What's the amount of community spread that we have? How many beds, how many ICUs, how many ventilators, and come up with a metric that we want to make sure the people of Wyoming understand, because we've been successful so far. The things we're doing have flattened the curve. We do expect that, we might see a surge in the first part of May, and we certainly don't want to make that worse.
Done a lot of things. Obviously, we've shut down schools for now. We've closed the restaurants and the bars and coffee shops and gyms and those types of things. Do you anticipate that continuing for a little while?
I do. That's all absolutely coherent with phase one of Trump's plan. It's certainly the way we've been looking at it. And I think one of the things that's really interesting to me is if you look around Wyoming, there are some places, Teton County, Natrona County, Laramie County, that have higher incidences, certainly Fremont, and others where there really is a very minimal impact, Crook County, Bighorn County, some of those counties don't really feel the effect. And so it's been important to communicate with all of our surrounding states. So I've talked to Governor Polis, and I've talked to Governor Ricketts, and Governor Noem, and Governor Bullock, and Governor Little, and Governor Herbert, just so that we, as people are getting ready for summer, we don't, in an unexpected way, bring a lot of people from a place like Weld County, which is one of the hot spots in Colorado, into Wyoming and inadvertently introduce something when we're doing pretty well right now.
Governor Mark Gordon visiting with us. You got some budget numbers here this week that were probably so bad that you just kind of go, oh, I don't know what we're going to do about this one. You've got a special session probably coming up from the legislature, if not three or four special sessions to try and address things. This has got to be a long-term process, doesn't it, to try and get ourselves out of this?
Yeah, Bob, I would say, talking with our oil and gas operators, a lot of them are shutting down in the end of March, 27 rigs. Now we're down to 7 rigs and probably on our way down to zero. That demand isn't going to come back overnight. And so we really are, I think, in this for a bit of a long haul. We also know how many people are out of work right now. We've been really working hard at the state to make sure people can get the unemployment they need. We were able to get through the small business loans. We've gotten over $700 million out into small businesses, everybody from small fence contractors to larger manufacturing companies, to keep them going. But all of that is going to take a time to play out. And in fact, you know, you were talking about the most recent numbers that we're seeing out of the Consensus Revenue Estimating Group, the CREG, and those numbers are really a month delayed. So we started into this COVID crisis kind of the middle of March, and so our numbers, we don't think, reflect how bad it's going to be until really next month, when we'll probably call an emergency CREG meeting.
I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars. You're going to get, though, some federal money. How much will that actually help?
Well, the $1.25 billion that is anticipated for every state minimum, that's going to be incredibly helpful. But it all has to be in some way either spent or committed by December 31st. So there's a little bit of a cliff coming next year. And I think the temptation to try to get that much money spent appropriately, that's going to be almost as challenging as not having money, because we don't want to, you know, just throw it at things or waste it. It's got to be used in a way that is somehow tied to what happened with COVID, but can't replace revenue lost. So we're working at trying to make sure the State Loan and Investment Board can exercise judgment with the MRG program to help shore up hospitals, things with communication. I think with schools, it's going to be we've seen some gaps. So schools have adapted incredibly well, and our university and community colleges have as well. But there's maybe some things we can do there to help stand them up, to get them ready for the fall, because we're still going to have the virus this fall, and so we'll be looking at a lot of things that are going to be different over the next several months.
We dropped a couple of stories today, Governor, to squeeze you in, and one of those would have actually dealt with sales tax for communities and the state. Is there help on the way for some of the communities who are, you know, I'll use Laramie as an example, who are really going to get hammered because of all the loss in sales tax revenue with students not coming back, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. That is one of the things that yesterday I met with the Management Council legislature, and I've been talking on a regular basis with leadership about what we can do to pivot a lot of the monies that are going to be coming to the state back out to the communities and counties to help them during this period of time. You know, one thing, Bob, I would say that has been really refreshing to me. Normally, there's a little bit of give and take between the legislative and executive branches, and we are all on board trying to figure out how to make this work. It's just been a great operating environment to work with legislative leadership and legislative service office. We're just all in this together.
And then unemployment dollars, you'll have enough to help people out, because there's going to be people who aren't going to get back to work for a while.
Yeah, Director Cooley, Robin Cooley, we had probably one of the strongest unemployment trust funds going into this. We continually model it. One of the things that I have been asking the legislature to help us with is a program called WorkShare. And what WorkShare allows is, if, let's say, you're working 40 hours a week, but your employer reduces your hours to 30 out of a need to reduce payroll but keep you on, Can unemployment make up a little bit of the difference? So we're looking at that. That'll put a new tweak on that trust fund. But we do think our trust fund is whole, and we are really trying to model it on almost a daily basis to make sure that we don't get out ahead of ourselves.
Governor, we've got about a minute or so left here, but is it fair to say you've got a lot of people that are saying, hey, look at our numbers, with the exception of a few places, are doing great. You referenced that a second ago. But how dangerous is it really right now? Are we sort of teetering a little bit because one little incident seems like it could really cause a lot of problems in the state? Is it really important to try and remind people that, yeah, this is still scary?
It is still scary, and it is important that people remember that we are teetering. We don't have enough personal protection equipment. We don't have enough testing supplies. The people of Wyoming have really stepped up. They've been socially distancing themselves. They've been doing the right things to keep our numbers pretty flat. So if we start to relax that, we could have the sort of thing that happened at GABS in Greeley or happened in Sioux Falls, where, 10% of the pork production went down in one day, 350 some odd cases of COVID. But, our employers are adapting. They're doing the right thing. They're making sure their workers are safe. And the people, this is where I've stood all along, as you know, is saying Wyoming people know that this is their responsibility not to create a problem. And I'm really counting on them to continue to do the right things. Our surge is expected to come the first part of May. And if we can avoid that, we'll be one step closer to getting through this.
Any more testing that you're aware of that could be coming our way?
We're working on all fronts, trying to get tests from Abbott, from Cepheid, from BioFire. We're doing everything we can to get those coming, and it's just a slow process.
Governor Gordon, thank you very much for the time, and we wish you well through all of this.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. It is important to remember that we're still in this, and we have the opportunity to keep it at bay. So we'll just keep working hard for that. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Governor.